Gateway, written by Things with Wings and read by Lattice Frames. Oh, it's a kissing gate. Jennifer is smiling and looking at the fence that separates them from the Gulatonian livestock. There is a gate, but... kissing? Taylor asks, arching an eyebrow. Jennifer's cheeks flush a lovely shade of pink. It makes Taylor want to grin, makes her want to grab Jennifer and press her up against the fence post, to begin with. But she keeps herself calm. They've been playing at this for weeks, and Taylor could spend a few more weeks at it yet. There's more fun in drawing such things out, really. We had these on my family's farm, Jennifer explains, with a little stutter that makes Taylor feel warm and satisfied. The gate swings between the two sides of the enclosure. She swings it on its hinge to demonstrate, so it kisses both posts, see? Taylor moves to stand just a little too close to her, allowing just the cloth of her jacket sleeve to whisper against Jennifer's. I see, she says, looking down. It is a whimsical description. She likes it. Kisses both, but affixes itself to neither. I guess so. Well, we must proceed through this kissing gate in order to get to my friend's house. He lives on the other side of the pasture. Taylor waits for Jennifer to swing the gate away from her and proceed into the enclosure, but she seems to be hesitating. The animals will not harm us, Taylor adds doubtfully. The animals in question, the floons, are fluffy, cuddly, and small enough to pick up and carry around, so she's not sure what the source of Jennifer's hesitation is. Jennifer laughs. I know. I just, you know, there's an earth custom about these gates. With that, she strides confidently forward, through the enclosure, then swings the gate back. Now she and Taylor are separated by the fence. This is the other reason it's called a kissing gate. Taylor meets her gaze, interested. Jennifer seems nervous, but determined. Yes, she prompts, eventually. When we're on separate sides, you're supposed to give me a kiss. Like a forfeit, before I let you through to my side. The floons are now nuzzling around Jennifer's ankles, which is a decidedly good look for her. Taylor steps up to the gate, putting her bodies into arm's reach of Jennifer's. Let me through, she asks, softly. Could I not wrest control of the gate away from you, or simply hop the fence? Jennifer smiles slowly, with a knowingness that startles Taylor. Where's the fun in that? Indeed. Taylor grips the top rail of the fence with her hands and leans forward. If you must, then. Jennifer doesn't hesitate. Just slides her warm palms along the sides of Taylor's face and uses them to tilt Taylor's head, putting her in precisely the right position. Taylor allows herself to be moved. And then their mouths are pressed together, gently, just slightly, open wet lips meeting briefly. Taylor wants to press her tongue into Jennifer's hot mouth, wants to bite at her lips, wants to pick her hands up off the railing and use them to touch Jennifer's warm, inviting body. But she does none of those things. When they pull apart, the kiss turns out to have been almost chaste. Now you can come through, Jennifer says, swinging the gate towards Taylor magnanimously. Taylor steps to the other side. I must thank you for introducing me to your strange alien rituals, she says, after a moment. I always enjoy learning about their cultures. Jennifer snorts. My pleasure, Taylor, she says, and it sounds as though she means it. Perhaps on the way back, you would be kind enough to let me practice this custom? Perhaps, Jennifer allows. Thank you for listening, and if you enjoyed this story, you can leave feedback for the author. Add a link to the story's text through my post.